Pilate entered the praetorium again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingship is not of this world. If my kingship were of this world, my servants would fight, that I might not be handed over to the Jews. But my kingship is not from the world." Pilate said to him, "So you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Church calls Jesus Christ the King of the universe. We celebrate a special feast day in honor of his kingship, and to call him king implies that he's someone who's in charge. A king is exalted above all the rest of the people. A king is surrounded by his servants who do his will. Yet in this gospel we see the opposite appears to be the case with this King Jesus. The great King Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, the Son of the Virgin Mary, is before Pontius Pilate and he's on trial. Christ is being judged. Christ, who is the judge of the living and the dead, himself is being judged by Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate questions Jesus. Christ is put in an inferior position. He now has to answer the questions as if he is defending himself. Outside of the praetorium, an angry mob is waiting. They are waiting to have their way with Jesus. They don't want the Lord Jesus in their life. In their worldview, the teaching of Jesus is to be rejected and excluded. And what are they rejecting? Are they rejecting simply a set of ideas that they don't agree with, or ideas that they have collectively and democratically decided don't fit in with the way they want to live? Are they rejecting the personal opinions of one man? No, that's not it. Jesus reveals to Pontius Pilate what they are rejecting. He says this, "For this I was born, and for this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And so what is happening is Pilate is questioning the truth. The truth which must be accepted, Pilate is questioning, placing himself above the truth. The angry mob is mocking the truth, rejecting the truth, and wanting literally to kill the truth. They don't want truth in this world. Now, Christ came to bring truth into this world. He came from heaven to bring truth into this world, the truth about God and the truth about humanity. Since he brings the truth, the fullness of the truth, then what he brings is good for us, necessary for us and for his people, in order for us to live rightly. So why do the people reject him? After all, by rejecting him, they are only hurting themselves. Man is made for the truth. And so when I reject the truth about God or about human life or about anything that God reveals and teaches, then I'm only harming myself in the process. In one of the Gospels, it says that Pontius Pilate perceived that it was out of envy that the people led Jesus to be crucified. Envy is when you are sad at someone else's possessions or their success or their greatness. But it also stems from pride. When you set yourself above everyone else, even above God, that's when you have pride in your heart. When we are filled with pride, we feel insecure when someone is greater than us. Pride and envy led the people to reject the Lord Jesus, to reject the truth. And it serves as a warning to us. If pride can lead these people to reject the kingship of Jesus over their own lives, it can happen to us. Look, these people saw Jesus. They knew of his miracles, they knew of his holiness, and the peace that radiated from his heart and from his mind, the light that came from his words. And they rejected the truth. It's because of pride. It can happen to us. Pride can consume our hearts, and when it does, little by little, we try to make ourselves the kings and judges of our own lives. Eventually, we no longer believe there is any truth to which we must conform our lives. We believe eventually that there is no truth about good and evil, no truth about sin, no truth about judgment, about heaven and hell, ultimately no truth about God. We feel everything is based on what we think. If I think it, therefore it's true for me. But really, when you do that, there is no truth. Then we would become like those who do not hear the voice of Christ. We would join a thoughtless herd of people rejecting Jesus, rejecting the truth. And this continues even today, that thoughtless herd of people who are rejecting Jesus, rejecting the truth. Some people today will hear the teachings of the church, and they will stand in judgment over these teachings. They will say to themselves, "Let me decide for myself if I will accept this teaching. Let me decide if it's true and therefore binding or not." Or they'll say, "I do not accept this teaching, and that's okay." Now, in the kingdom of Jesus, everything is different. His servants follow him wherever he goes, immediately and with great joy. They humbly accept his divine teaching and apply it to their own lives. And they do so out of love for the Lord. For example, they hear the teaching of the Lord's church about something like the dignity of human life, and they accept this teaching and live it. They cherish the life of the unborn baby. They welcome in life and protect the baby in law. They also, and this is important for us to understand, care for that child and raise it up, teaching it goodness and virtue. They defend the dignity of the sick and the elderly, even the dying, but they also go to visit them and help them in their struggles. In the kingdom of Christ, his servants hear the teaching of his church about human sexuality as something that is good for husband and wife in order to the procreation of children. They accept this truth and live it. They hear the truth on eternal life and judgment and feel instinctively in their hearts that they have to work to make sure they make it to heaven, and others do so as well. They hear the teaching about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, and they go to receive communion, knowing that there they have the treasure that they need. And what is this acceptance of these teachings of the Lord Jesus in his church? It is simply belonging to the truth. It is being of the truth that Jesus says about in the Gospel. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. It is loving the truth. It is living as servants of the great King, Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, there could be something more than just pride that keeps people from living the truth, and it's this. They may not trust in the Lord. They may not have trust in the Lord. They may not trust that his laws, that his word is actually good for them. That could be what leads them to reject him. This is the fundamental question that challenges us throughout our lives. Do you trust in the Lord Jesus? Our obedience to his teachings, our living the truth, even when it's difficult, is the way we say to Jesus, "Yes, Lord Jesus, I trust in you."